Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Welcome to Friends with Money. I'm your host, Michelle Baltazar. Thanks for joining us. For this bonus podcast, we're jumping on the news that shares in oil and gas giant Santos rose more than 15% shortly after it received a $30 billion takeover offer from a group led by Abu Dhabi's National Oil Company. Now, the bid valued Santos at around $8.89, depending on the dollar conversion rate that you use, but this is roughly 27% plus premium to the share's closing price of $6.96 on Friday. Now, the offer is still subject to due diligence and regulatory approvals before it can go ahead. However, let me take you back to November, when our regular Friends with Money guest, Dale Gillam, chief investment analyst at Wealth Within Limited, did highlight Santos as one of the three energy stocks to watch. So we thought we'd grab him quickly for this podcast to share his insights. Dale, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me back on again.
Now, I don't want to say Oracle of Omaha, but you've certainly somehow got the crystal ball on this. What are your thoughts on this deal?
I get split. And can I say the word schizophrenic? Because half of me loves it from a shareholder point of view. It's great that you're seeing good Australian companies that are attractive enough for overseas companies or other companies to come in and want to buy them and taking the share price. So as a shareholder, this is brilliant. It's a really, really good news. And the company's already said that they would accept the offer, which means anybody holding Santos at the moment has had a big jackpot day. And generally what we talk to people about and what we teach our students to do, when the company agrees with it, take the money and run. Because, you know, at the end of the day, there's not much more upside from that. If the company didn't agree with it, then I would say hang on to the shares for a possible, you know, raising of the bid or maybe even another company coming in. But that splits me to the other side of things being an Australian. I absolutely hate it when I see, you know, big international companies coming in, buying up our great companies and then taking them off our exchange forever and the money goes offshore. You know, from an investor point of view, we're losing these assets and especially energy assets, you know, like oil and gas, which is pretty much what Santos is in about. I mean, it's got gas in its portfolio. It's got oil in its portfolio. And to me, that just shows you the strength of what the energy industry is going forward. If they're putting this sort of, what is it, $18.7 billion takeover bid?
It's crazy.
That's huge. Yes. That's a massive, massive bid. It just shows you that even though we're looking for net zero, that there is still big interest in this sort of fossil fuels, you know, for the future. And obviously our gas and oil that we have here is quite valuable. So I think it augurs well for the whole energy sector as well.
I can see why you're torn about this because you can see both sides. As an investor, who can say no to saying, yep, you've invested in the right company because another company has, or a consortium has identified the value of that company and $8.89 roughly, when you said back in November that the share price of this company has languished around the $6.50 mark for 4 years. So it wasn't like it was higher before that. So now we think of it as an investment. It is bittersweet. It happens with a lot of successful homegrown companies. But now those who don't have an investment in Santos and they go, my goodness, I've missed the boat on this. I'm a beginner investor. You did point out a couple of other companies to look at back in November. One of them is Whitehaven Coal. Why did you say that?
Look, I think, you know, it's the old thing, if it's unloved, then you should go and have a good look at it, especially if it's a good company. And I think Whitehaven was undervalued and, you know, Woodside was also undervalued because if you looked at both of those companies, they'd been going down for quite some time and also did go down a little bit further. I really thought that they were too cheap. You know, they get something gets too expensive and also gets too cheap. And so those were in that sort of bracket where they were just getting too cheap. And I thought energy had been, can I say the words, on the nose for quite some time with this whole big push over the last few years with net zero and everybody trying to stay away from these, you know, these types of companies.
Yes.
But as we know, they are so essential for our everyday life still, and they will be for a long period of time. So therefore, that sort of stench, if I can say that word, has waned a little bit. Those companies bottomed out a little bit. But all three of them, Santos, Woodside, and Whitehaven, over the last few months, three, four months, they've all gone up over 30%, excluding Santos movement today, which is, I think, is up 15-odd% the last time I saw it. But each of those three companies had risen 30% in the last couple of months, and they both still look good. So both Whitehaven and Santos still look really good.
Still look really good, even after that massive upside in the last 4 months. Now, bear in mind, when you did say this in November, that was pre the tariff conversation, pre the reversal of climate policies. But now we've got three things that's happened. One is the certainly the sentiment towards what do we really mean about net zero. Then we also think about just transition. How do we make sure that we carry through, whether it's old school or new school energy businesses, through to the next century? And then finally, like you said, it was undervalued, and you still believe that to this day, Woodside, Whitehaven Coal still offer good value to anyone who's considering this sector. Bear in mind that we're not giving any personal recommendations. Finally, Dale, any other general observations on the outlook for energy stocks?
Well, you've got to look at the conflict in the Middle East right now, you know, because that's just come up in the last few days. Obviously, it was there, but it's escalated dramatically in the last few days. And that, sadly, is bad for one thing, but it's good for oil. It is really good for oil and oil stocks, because it does, because the world relies so much on oil for so many different things. And so if there's war in the Middle East, that can then jeopardize oil supplies and therefore obviously makes it even more valuable to everybody. So to me, it augurs well for oil stocks in general, but generally the whole, I do like the energy sector. There's some great sort of micro caps in the energy sector that'll be great over the coming decade, but there's some really good big stocks like your Woodsides and your Whitehavens that'll probably take advantage of what's coming on at the moment in the Middle East.
Dale, for those who are unfamiliar with Dale, he's a regular contributor to Money Magazine. You've been looking at investments for more than three decades. So truly, truly appreciate your time today just to give us some context on what's happening in the market. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Thank you for listening to this bonus episode. Until next, I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.